when I was in high school, I thought the answers to climate change and global warming was just a one-way thing, but now it's more complex. Climate change affects social, economic, cultural style roads, I mean, which are all intertwined and interconnected.
Bulavinaka, my name is Elia Ratovuai Kumetonga. I am of 22 years of age. I attend the University of the South Pacific. I am majoring in economics and human resources management.
What happened was when the cyclone came, all the houses that were built near the ocean, they were all wiped out. Only those that built their houses near to the mainland, near to the mountains, they were spared. One of my uncles, he's the younger brother of my dad. What would happen was that there'd be a lot of rain and loud, really strong winds. The metal roofs, they'd be shaking. He would just stop wherever he was in the house, and he'd just crouch down, and he'd be looking around. You could see it in his eyes. He was still very scared, very traumatized from Cyclone Winston. Thing with me, in that time, it takes time for bad news to register to my heart. So when the news really registered to my mind and heart, I was very sad. I really wanted to follow my dad and my cousin, but my dad said for me to just stay in Suva and continue with school. So whenever cyclone happens, that's leading to cancellation of classes, or you might want to use the lab in school, but you can't. It also affected communications. Whenever cyclone happens, electricity goes down, and so does the quality of the connection. Really can't access the internet to help you with assignments or reading, or to even call my relatives or friends to check up on them on how they're doing. Really, it affects me too mentally, because when you're in school and you're really focused, you're progressing well with readings or assignments, then all of a sudden some really big cyclone comes in, and then you just stuck at home for 2 days, and it really stunts your progress. So sometimes it makes me not want to continue with schooling again. It affects me emotionally, and I'm not in the mood anymore. I'm not mentally psyched as I was before. Whenever me or my uncles or my dad would want to go to the farm and continue with the harvesting or continue with the cleanup, we can't do that due to the cyclone. Everyone's forced to stay inside. Roads are closed or flooded or both, therefore also affecting the progress of the farm. How do I cope? Those feelings are very much there. Feeling of hopelessness, sadness, empathy for my parents. They've given so much to the farm, and things like this really demoralize them. How do we cope? Just sit down and talk about it as a family. Talk it out, we discuss it. The effects, in my opinion, will make my family and myself stronger to the current changing weather conditions. And a lot of smart money management will also come into play to help pay for farming equipment, more crops to grow and to harvest, for not only for our own personal use, but also for commercial use as well. More thoughts would be more visits with other villages, not only to raise awareness on climate change, but to also bring up solutions, ways to teach about it more in schools, and how climate change also interconnects into the education, into the economy, to the culture of the country and the region, and how it also affects the world.